The waters continued to rise in southern Ukraine after a massive dam in Russian-controlled areas was destroyed yesterday. Still unclear who did it, but thousands of people are evacuating amid warnings of floating mines and the risk of waterborne disease. Let's get an update now from Christopher Miller. He's correspondent for the Financial Times, joining us from Kyiv. Christopher, hello.
Hello there.
Russia and Ukraine are pointing fingers at each other. What do we know so far about how this dam was destroyed? Who did it?
Yeah, it's true that both sides are pointing the finger at each other. However, Ukraine is making a very strong case that Russia was behind the demise of this Kakhovka Dam. Certainly it was a massive structure that engineers have said was built to resist a nuclear blast even, and that it had to have been mined and blown up from the inside. The Russians are blaming Ukraine, saying that it shelled the dam. But, you know, based on what engineers are saying, it just seems absolutely implausible. Plus, you know, this is a dam that has been controlled by Russian forces now for many, many months. They've occupied the dam and the area around it. There have been reports in the past that it was mined previously. And even President Volodymyr Zelensky himself warned last October that Russian forces had mined it and threatened to blow it up.
The Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant was built during the Soviet era. It sits on the Dnieper River. What role does the dam play in the region?
So, you know, besides being a local regional landmark, it's just an absolutely massive piece of engineering. Think something like our Hoover Dam in the United States, right? This is something that held water back in a large reservoir on the country's biggest, most roaring river called Dnipro. And at this dam, there was a hydropower electric station that provided electricity for millions of people in southern Ukraine. So the destruction of it means, of course, that now these people are without power. Obviously, with the dam destroyed, this torrent of water that came rushing through is washing out homes and entire communities and really changing catastrophically the landscape there.
What do the communities downstream look like? As some of the photos I've seen briefly online just look horrific.
Yeah, you know, the riverbanks are lined with all of these little communities, villages, towns of anywhere between a few hundred people to several thousand people. And then on the northern bank of the river is this large city of several hundred thousand people called Kherson. And it's the regional capital. It's changed hands now twice during the past 15 months of Russia's full-scale invasion. And then as Ukraine has geared up for yet another offensive to try to recapture more territory, you know, this happens. And one of the reasons Ukraine is saying that this happened now is because Russia is feeling militarily weak. Ukraine has had some success recapturing territory. And by flooding the river and essentially turning this entire southern region into a marsh or swampland, it's a tactic to try to disrupt the military operations that Ukraine is planning.
What are the safety risks for people in this emerging swamp area you're describing? Is there a risk of floating landmines for disease to spread?
Yeah, there are both of those things and many other things. So the State Emergency Service was warning today of landmines being swept downstream and into residential areas. This is one of the most heavily mined places in the world right now. Millions upon millions of mines are thought to be littered across Ukraine. In southern Ukraine, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have really entrenched themselves, and obviously people's homes are completely underwater. You know, there is a need for drinking water. Wells are now polluted. Of course, the drinking water that came from this reservoir is now also polluted with chemicals used in the agricultural sector, which is really big down there. So it's just going to be, in the short, medium, and long term, a big issue and likely something that's going to require a lot of attention for many years to come.
Christopher Miller is correspondent with the Financial Times, and he joined us from Kyiv. His forthcoming book is The War Came to Us, Life and Death in Ukraine. Christopher, thank you very much.
Thank you.